Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Yevamis, Perik Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Klal Amru Bi Yevam. The following rule was said in regard to a Yevam. And the Mishnah is actually going to give us three klalim over here. And basically, whenever you have a Yevama, which means a brother died without children, there are three possibilities. Sometimes, despite the fact that the brother died without children, no chalitza is necessary, there's no Yevam. That's called loy chalitza, so loy mis Yevamis. Sometimes we say, we already had one example of it, where, look, we can't allow him to be miyavimer, but she does require chalitza. That's called chaletzes v'loy mis yavemes. And sometimes we say, the mitzvah of yivim is on, which means either he's miyavimer or chalitza. Once again, our Mishnah, Perik Beis, Mishnah Gimel, Klal, Amru Bayavama. Kal shehi iser erva. Any yavama that is also on the yavim and iser erva. It's his daughter, it's his daughter-in-law. Loi chayletzes, v'loi misyavemes. There's no need for chalitza, and there's no yivam. He can't be miyavemer. And as we learned in the previous Mishnah, this refers to her tzara as well, the other wife of the marriage, and for sure, the erva herself. But, if the iser that his brother's wife has, Reuven died, and the relationship between Reuven's wife and Shimon is not that she's an erva. Rather, it is iser mitzvah of iser kedusha. We'll soon see what that means, an iser mitzvah or iser kedusha. That's going to be explained in Mishnah Dalid. So the din is chaylatzes v'loy misyavemes. She does require chalitza, but it does not have the option to be miyavim. Now the Mishnah is going to tell us a chiddush. Achoisa, the sister of the erva, shehi yevemta. Chaylatzes or misyavemes. So if we just touch the words over here, it would be a simple case where, let's say, Reuven has a daughter-in-law. His daughter-in-law's sister is married to his brother. His brother dies. There's no reason he can't be miyavim, his daughter-in-law's sister, the sister of an erva. Achoisa shehi yevemta. Chaylatzes or misyavemes. Either chalitza or yivam. But the Bat Tanura explains, the Mishnah is actually talking about a case where there would be a bigger chiddush here. But first we have to explain as follows. What is the din if you have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, who were married to two sisters, Rachel and Leah, and both Reuven and Shimon died? Levi can't do Yivam with either one. Not with Rachel, not with Leah. Why? Levi technically should be able to be Miyavim either one, either Rachel or Leah. Both brothers died. Both are his brothers. And Levi was alive when Reuven and Shimon were alive. But the problem with the fact that both Leah and Rachel are potential Yevamis for Levi is that the wires cross, so to speak. Levi cannot be Miyavim Leah because she's a sister to Rachel. And Levi has a Yevam connection to Rachel. Until he's either Miyavim or gives Chalitza, there's some connection over there. For that matter, Levi can't be Miyavim Rachel because she's a sister to someone that he has a Yivam connection to, and that is to Leah. So when the two sisters fall Yivam to the same brother, he can't be Miyavim either one. Each one is called Achois Zikukasai, a sister of someone that there's a connection with. Now this is our Mishnah's Chiddush. If one of them is an Erva to him, if either Leah or Rachel happens to be his daughter-in-law, let's say Leah is Levi's daughter-in-law. And Rachel and Leah, two sisters, now fall Yivam to Leah, he could be Miyavim Rachel. Being that one of these Yivamais is an Erva, there never was a Zika connection. There is no Yivam by an Erva. And Mimela, the Yivam connection that he has to the sister of the Erva, to Rachel in this case, is free and clear. And Be'etzim, that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. So again, if you have two brothers married to two sisters, both brothers died, normally he cannot be Miyavim anyone because they're a sister to someone that he has a Yivam connection with. But if one of these two sisters is an Erva, it's his daughter-in-law, so Achaisa, her sister, she Yivamta, Chaylatsa Zemis Yivamis. There is the option for either Chalitza or Yivam.